This is Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director in Reality Kids, and you are listening to the Cleanup Training. With this training, you will find a PDF that has a cleanup checklist. This checklist is going to be in every classroom so that no matter where you are serving, you have a visual reminder of the steps that are required to properly clean up your class. Please do not leave until everything has been completed. Also, please note, if you serve first service versus second service, there will be some slight differences on how you will clean up. So follow along and let's learn how to clean up. So in every class, no matter where you are serving, it is required that you always wipe dirty, hard surface toys with seventh generation spray. Put dirty soft surface toys, such as like stuffies and blankets and whatnot, in the hamper that's in the Reality Kids supply room, and that will be washed during the week and then put away back in the classroom. Always straighten the room and put the toys away in their proper spot after you've cleaned them. And then Clorox wipe all tables and counters down. That way all the high touch surfaces will be cleaned up. Also, please sweep and vacuum the room. Now, if you're serving a nursery or toddlers, there are some snack cups that are available for your little kiddos that are like plastic and kind of keep the mess from getting all over the place. Please wash and dry those snack cups. You can wash and dry them in the kitchen. You have a little sink in your room, but it's super tiny. You're welcome to do it there, but it might be easier if you just gather them all together and take them to the kitchen, and since there is much more space. Now, if you are serving first service, after first service, please straighten your lesson supplies in the cart or on your tables, how you found them when you first arrived to class. I have personally set up every single room so that it is ready to receive you when you arrive. Your activity pages are on the tables, your carts are clean, everything is ready to go. So please reset your room the way you found it so that people who serve the next service can start fresh just like you started fresh. In addition, please flip over your sign-in sheet. On one side it says first service, on the other side it says second service. So just flip that sheet over so next service they can have their own check-ins. Now, if you're serving second service, your final cleanup is a little bit different. If you're serving in the two-year-olds through first grade classes, which means you serve downstairs, please put all of your lesson supplies back in the cart in your room and take the cart and the sign-in sheet that for your class to the kids ministry supply room so that all of those supplies can be put away. You don't have to put those supplies away, but I need you to bring all of them to me so that I can put them in their proper spot. However, if you are serving upstairs in the second through fifth grade classes, please take your sign-in sheet and the craft supplies in the gray baskets to the kids ministry supply room. So that includes all of the crafts that are written in your lesson plan that's in your cart. That does not include your markers, crayons, or colored pencils. Those stay in your bookshelf. But if you have beads, or if you have pipe cleaners, if you have glue, or you have construction paper, please put all of that back into the gray basket that's at your tables and at your bookshelf, and take that downstairs so that, again, I can clean those up. Now, vacuums and brooms, because you also, as mentioned before, you're gonna wanna sweep and vacuum the rooms. If you're downstairs, those can be found in the hallway off the supply room between the nursery and that supply room. There's like a little hidden hallway, and that's where we store the brooms and the vacuums. However, if you are upstairs, you have a broom and a vacuum at your disposal upstairs. We try to store them in the corner by the restroom for the second and third grade room. So please just put those back when you're done. Don't sweep and then just leave the broom in your classroom or the vacuum in your classroom, because somebody's gonna need to find those. So just put them back where they belong. Even if they were left in the wrong spot, just see a need, meet the need, just put it back where it belongs. And then cleaning supplies. You're going to need cleaning supplies to, again, wipe down your high touch surfaces and whatnot. If you are in the nursery or toddler room, your cleaning supplies are in your check-ins counter. Now, in your check-ins counter, those are all magnetic locks. So open the drawer in your check-ins counter. You'll find a little magnet. Hold that magnet over this little dot on your cabinet that you want to open. And there you will find it'll unlock because it's childproofing. Once it's unlocked, you can open it and you'll find your cleaning supplies in there. If you're in the 2-year-old through fifth grade room, your cleaning supplies are actually in your cart. So you should have baby wipes and Clorox wipes in your classroom, and sometimes also tissues in your cart. And that's where they will stay, is there. But if you ever are like, oh no, I'm out, I need to go grab some more, where do I find them? We have a bunch of back stock of all of those supplies in the kids ministry supply room, in the shelving where the snacks are also kept. You'll see them on the top shelf. So you're welcome to come and grab those if needed. So that is your cleanup checklist. That's what you need to do every single Sunday. Again, it takes only about 15 minutes, especially if everybody works together. Please remember that you are expected to stay for this last 15 minutes. Please do not leave early because, as the saying goes, many hands make light work. And so it'd be super helpful if you stayed, and be a big bummer if you did not help finish cleaning up. So thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you.